Brad Harris from Firestone Ag joins us. Now's a good time to go back and recheck tractor and implement tires before the ground thaws and planting season begins. Where should producers start?
Well, we'll probably want to start looking at first our planters, our form planters and drills, especially if we're adding any additional attachments to those planters over the winter time, maybe road cleaners or hydraulic downforce that adds extra weight to the tire. So we may be at that maximum capacity of some of the older bias tires that may be a standard feature on those planters.
Sure, and a lot of those, they were stressing the capacity when they were built.
That is correct, Larry. And we do, when we go out and weigh some of these pieces of equipment, we find that that old bias tire just doesn't have enough capacity for the weights that were for all the extra components. So we really want customers, when they're going to more of a full no-till system, adding all the extra attachments, to really start looking at the destination line of radial implement tires.
I've heard that adding some of these attachments can add roughly 150 to 200 pounds per row. Is that what you're hearing?
Yep, anywhere between that amount. And when you do that, if you've got a 12-row planter, if you're adding 200 rows per pound, you're adding a lot of extra weight that those tires aren't designed for.
So how has tire technology changed in the last couple of years to allow for the handling these big weights?
Well, what we've done, Larry, is we're now moving to, just like on the tractor tires, we've moved to a radial construction. This radial construction allows us to carry more load at the same inflation pressure as that older bias tire. So instead of having to put a heavier ply bias tire on there, we can move to the radial tire, carry that extra load, and maintain the inflation pressure that we may have had in that old bias tire. Maintaining that inflation pressure allows us to minimize the soil compaction, but we're able to carry that load so we don't have a tire problem as we're transporting up and down the road.
If my memory is right from the last time we talked, if you're still running the old bias ply tires, they might be going a little flat with this extra weight, and it's not simply a matter of putting more air in the tire, is it?
No, unfortunately, if we exceed the inflation pressure of what the recommended inflation pressure is of that tire, we're ourselves into harm's way. So when we're overloaded, that's when we need to look at these newer technologies that can carry the load at the rated inflation pressures.
Isn't it true that if you have an overloaded tire that is overinflated, the faster the revolution, say road time from the field back to the farm, is the most likely time for that tire to heat up and cause trouble?
That's correct. When we talk about having problems with our tires, it's a combination of load and speed. And when we drive going up and down the road at 15 to 25 mile an hour, we just start generating heat in that tire. And heat is what will cause the tire to lose its structure and lose its strength. So that's why when we transport up and down the road that we have the problem, and that's the reason. It's a combination of loading, because now we're carrying all that weight typically only on four tires, and we're going a lot faster on the road than when we were in the field. So you add all these combinations up, it just spells a potential for customers to have issues with their tires.
Let's take a look at the planters and the drills. A lot of these machines have been around for a while, but there are a lot of aftermarket tools you can attach to them. They all have different weights, don't they?
That's correct. And when we start looking at the no-till drills and the air seeders, we see the loads are increasing on those also. But when we look at a no-till drill, lots of customers like that button design or a knobby design to help them if they get into any kind of moist condition to allow that tire to rotate. And Firestone this year has developed and released the Destination Turf line of radial implement tires to replace some of those old bias, knobby, or turf and field type of designs.
What advice do you have for the farmers as they're working through the winter in the shop?
Inspect the tires. Make sure that we give them a good look over. Make sure there's no cuts, tears, snags in the rubber. If we're seeing cord or body ply materials as we're looking those tires over, to help us prevent downtime come spring, it's a good time to start replacing those tires. If you're noticing dry rot, weather checking, it's best to take care of those now so that when we do get into the planting season, we're not worried about our tires. And know what inflation pressure to run. What I suggest, again, customers doing is as we're sitting there in the shop looking for something to do, just take a Sharpie, a black Sharpie or a silver Sharpie, and write the inflation pressure of what the book recommends on the by the valve core, those planter tires. That way, when we head to the field in the spring, it's something very visible for everyone that operates that piece of equipment of what the pressure should be. So there's not a question of looking in the book, what should pressure should we be running? It's right there, and it's a constant reminder for everyone.
With all the new equipment that's coming out, it's requiring different sizes of tires, different profiles, different widths. The market is adapting pretty quick to that, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And on the tractor side, we see all kinds of different sizes, different patterns, profiles. On the implements, we're still staying pretty consistent within the same range patterns. And a lot of the tire manufacturers are trying to make tires that fit on existing wheels so that customers can make the changeovers from some of those older bias tires to some of the new radial tires with all the new load capacities and tread patterns. So while sometimes it can be painful making the initial investment, the tire companies all try to understand that and try to make things work with what customers already have. So they're not buying two things, just one thing.
And when the farmer does realize they need a tire, it's not just a matter of going down to the local outlet and saying, I have this size rim, what do you have that fits it, right?
Exactly. You need to make sure that whoever the dealer is understands what the piece of equipment it's going on, some of the size constraints, especially on planters, where I know a lot of planters may have be going to the hydraulic and electric drives, but we still have a lot of planters out there that need to have that drive wheel spinning, and the diameter and the circumference of that tire can impact our seeding rate. So just putting something that looks similar back on that planter is not always the best thing. We need to let the dealer know exactly where this piece of equipment, our tire, is going and what sizes are acceptable for it.
Anything you want to add today?
Just encourage customers to check over those tires, make sure everything's good to go. If there's any additional questions, strongly encourage people to jump onto firestoneag.com. They've got questions. There's an Ask the Expert section there where they can email questions back and forth and talk to those local dealers. I know our Firestone Network, we provide training for them, so they should be their first stop when there's a major question about product or application.